In this bulletin, grants and low interest loans announced for small business affected by the bushfires. Victoria remains at risk of wild weather, and in tennis, Serena Williams safely through to the second round of the Australian Open. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Jackanalos. The federal government has announced the grants for fire-affected small businesses will be increased from $15,000 to $50,000. Low-interest loans of up to $500,000 will also be made available for businesses who have lost assets or had a major dip in revenue due to the bushfires. It marks the latest announcement on the release of money from the federal government's National Bushfire Recovery Fund. Prime Minister Scott Morrison told Channel 7, the government is doing what it can to bring business back to fire-hit towns.
Up until now, there's been $15,000 grants in New South Wales. We're increasing that to $50,000. Now, that's to help them with repairs and the clean-up and these sorts of things in their businesses, to give them that support. They go through the state government-run organisations, Services New South Wales and New South Wales and similar organisations in Victoria and Queensland. The states actually run these grant programs. We pay for them and they do the assessments. They've got the skilled assessors.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has rejected reports of a divide within the party on climate change policy. It follows New South Wales's Environment Minister Matt Keehan's comments that he'd asked the federal government to abandon its use of the Kyoto Protocol's accumulated emissions credit account to meet its 2030 emissions target. Mr. Morrison downplayed Mr. Keane's remarks, saying the party took a unified position to the last election and will meet and beat its emissions reduction targets. And Trade Minister Simon Birmingham has said the same to Sky News.
The point that has been made, including by Matt Keane, that this all has to be done in ways that don't threaten our economy or undermine Australian jobs is a crucial one, but that is where continuously looking for those new opportunities of new technologies that don't require new taxes or penalties on Australians, but can absolutely put us at the forefront of transformation to be able to achieve even higher levels of emissions reductions than are currently forecast.
Tasmania's Treasurer Peter Goodwin has been elected unopposed as the state's 46th Premier and new Liberal leader. Comes after Senior Minister Michael Ferguson dropped out of the running. Mr. Goodwin will be replacing Will Hodgman, who stepped down after 6 years in the role. Mr. Goodwin says he will deliver on planned policies and also on need for greater action on certain issues.
We will not betray that trust, and we will continue to be the government that they elected. However, there is more to do. Demand in health remains at elevated levels, and we need to do more. Demand for housing hasn't abated, and we need to do more. A rapidly changing climate is now the new normal, and we must learn from the recent lessons of the mainland bushfires, and once again, we must do more.
Civil society groups in Queensland will address a parliamentary committee today about political donations laws in the state. Legal organisations, conservationists and a church will urge the state government to amend the laws. The groups say the laws limiting political donations and election spending will have the unintended result of silencing charities and community organisations. It comes after lawyers on Friday suggested the proposed laws be challenged in the High Court. The first day of the Australian Open tennis tournament has kicked off with Serena Williams safely through to the second round. Williams beat Czech teenager Anastasia Potapova in 58 minutes, 6-0, 6-3. The world number 9 is looking to win her 24th Grand Slam. Speaking after the match, Williams says she's also been keeping those impacted by the fires in her thoughts.
Well, you know, it's important for people like me who have a big platform to raise awareness. And I always say, I've been saying that I've been coming to Melbourne since 98, believe it or not. And it is a special place in my heart. I have friends here that I consider family all throughout Australia. So for me in particular as a player, it was incredibly devastating because I literally know people who've been affected.
Let's take a look at tomorrow's weather now. Partly cloudy, 25 for Perth. In Melbourne, cloud clearing, 27. Hobart, cloudy and 20 degrees. In Canberra, a possible shower, 25. Sunny in Wollongong, 28. In Sydney, much the same, 31 degrees. Sunny in Newcastle, 33. In Brisbane, a possible shower or storm, 35. A shower or two for Cairns, 34 degrees. And in Darwin, rain with a possible storm, 32 degrees. Peggy Jackanalos for SBS News.